And now, the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories, sing some songs, and talk to some good people with great voices. Kentucky's Britt Taylor is going to give you a little warning. Well, not you, but whiskey. And as you will hear, she's quite an accomplished songwriter. And London is in the house. We've got Alex Francis. He's going to play you his brand new song called Silver Linings. Plus, we've got some North Dakota musicians who are going to be paying homage to their mothers. I'm Tom Russo. It's great to have you with us. We begin today with new music from David Huckfeldt, activist and songwriter, formerly of the Minneapolis-based band The Pines. David's new album is out. It's called I Was Born, but this first song that you're going to hear is a dandy. It's called Little Satchel.
Under my bed, come set your little satchel. And on my head, come rest your little hand. If you be my little darling, I will be your loving little man. Why don't you go and ask your mama if my bride you can be? If she says no, run back and tell me, and I will wait till you get free. When you get free, then we'll get married. Think how happy we could be. We'll go out to California if you say that's where you wanna go. Or we'll go down down and live at home. I wish I had the wings of an angel and over all this trouble I would fly. I'd fly back to the arms of my darling there with no regrets. I would die. But I am no little angel. I have no wings and I can't fly. I go down some lonesome valley, weeping past all my troubles by. Under my bed, come and set your little satchel. And on my head, come rest your little hand. If you be my little darling, I will be your loving little man. I will be your loving little man. Hello, this is David Huckfelt. I'm a folk singer and songwriter here in Minneapolis. In Minneapolis, where we're trying to keep democracy alive. And I've always believed that the vocation of a folk singer is to keep songs alive and intact, like performing little air-free ceremonies. There was a Buddhist monk from Ceylon that said that no one has attained enlightenment in the last 500 years, but nevertheless, it is our duty to keep the teachings alive, so maybe one day something will click. And I probably know about 300 songs to sit down and play on the spot. It's kind of a blessing and a curse. Once a song really hits me, and I've heard it a few times, then it's in there, and it really doesn't go away. And for this record, which is titled I Was Born But, I started with a list of 60 songs that had been popping into my shows here and there, like when the mood was right, which all the way, it's actually a sign for me that it's time to finish writing a batch of my own songs. And we just did that at Pachyderm Studios. The great Tom Waits said the only reason you write new songs is you get sick of the old ones, but some songs I never get tired of. I see these cover songs on I Was Born But as direct messages from Earth rather than some kind of signs from heaven. I think they're meant to be played, shared, banged into around a campfire some night, not hung up on the wall somewhere in your home office. And I could have easily dialed up 15 other songs for this session, but these are the ones that rolled off the tongue, the songs that sabotage our collective insistence that we are the most fundamental facts of our existence, and the thinking that we're the heroes of our own stories. The truth is that the dead far outnumber the living, and we never escape even an inch from our interdependence on one another. We stand on the heads of the elders and the ancestors, both living and gone, and some of them wrote much, much better songs. So I think of this covers record as there's an old curse that says, may God call the tune and may your enemies play the music. And I think this record is the direct opposite of that, whatever it might be. And then, you know, of course, learning and living in other people's songs, it helps let the full starscape of imagery and illusion and all these things live in your mind for your own songs. And, you know, I'm about to release a new song called Chief Seattle's Dream. It came to me in about 15 minutes one night when I was riding in a cabin in Wisconsin. About as fast as I could take it down, I had just read and reread Chief Seattle's speech from 1854. I like to read it about once a year because it's absolute brilliance. My friend Keith Sokola says you can't wake up someone who's pretending to sleep. The song actually came to me, the start of it, on a long drive west to east across the Navajo and Hopi nations at dusk. And the time zone changes about 6 times in a couple hours. And I've done that drive hundreds of times. Without fail, there's always a man or a woman walking alone, kind of towards or away from the sunset across the earth, as if time and borders didn't exist. And so Chief Seattle is kind of about the spiritual consequences of us having turned God into Santa Claus with a credit card. The white man, in my opinion, has a role to play in acknowledging the damage that has been done at his hands and by his ideologies throughout history. You know, in my collaborations with Native artists, I listen before I talk. And Chief Seattle is kind of the culmination of a lot of listening. I just want to read for you the end of the speech here and how prescient it is for our times. Chief Seattle says, at night, when the streets of your cities and villages are silent and you think them deserted, they will throng with the returning hosts that once filled and still love this beautiful land.
The white man will never be alone. Let him be just and deal kindly with my people, for the dead are not powerless. Dead, did I say? There is no death, only a change of worlds. That's Chief Seattle. So I think this song reminds us that Manifest Destiny has a very unfortunate flip side that we're living in, and selfish prayers will be unanswered in the order they were not received.
Thank you. It's a big old country, but take my dare. I bet anywhere you go, there's no there, there. And your high horse now is just dead meat. Cause your God ain't God in Seattle's dream. Say, can you see witness tree on a badland bluff on the lone prairie? The dead remember when the world was free. Welcome to Chief Seattle's dream. Welcome to Seattle's dream.
You just heard a live session from David Huckfeldt. How you doing out there? This is Tom Brusseau. This is a Great American Folk Show. And this next track is pretty special. Sent in by Tom and Rady. And I met them a couple summers ago outside the Western Edge Bookstore, downtown Medora, North Dakota. They were playing in the sun, and it was a beautiful day. Their song, Mama's Legacy of Love, is all about the acceptance of imperfection. It's a dear song. And a warm sentiment.
Growing up in a house filled with kids was wonderful. I always had it.
Country music has evolved quite a bit since I first started listening to my grandfather Dean's album collection right there where they used to live on Main Street in Drayton, North Dakota. And what a stack of records he had. If you've ever had the pleasure of exploring such a collection, then you know how animated those album covers were. Forget about the music for a second, but the album covers, like the photos of some of these country musicians on the cover, like Bob Wills, the great Texas fiddler. When I first came across Bob Wills on a cover of an album way back when, it was almost frightening. His portrait was animated and it was electric. And while Bob Wills does not play dangerous music, it seemed like the moment I put the needle on the disc, he was going to jump right out at me. And you know what? In a way, he kind of did. Listen to the on Mission to Moscow. It's recorded live in 1947. Flipping through my grandfather's vinyl collection, it seemed like I would always pick backwards in time. So from Bob Wills, I might have landed on someone like Roy Acuff and his song, The Great Speckled Bird, 1932. Just take a listen to this steel guitar. I love it.
What a beautiful thought I am thinking. Concerning a great speckled bird. Remember her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word.
My pathway always eventually ended up with the Carter family, and I don't believe that my grandfather Dean had anything earlier in his stacks and the Carter family. I mean, they were it. All roads led back to them. Years later, I went to that Poor Valley, Virginia town where the Carters came from, just to see where it all began, because they did invent country music. And I might have been near their home or not. I'm not sure, because there were no addresses, no signs sticking out. But just being within a mile or two of where they lived and breathed gave me a big thrill. My favorite Carter family tune of all time has to be this one, No Telephone in Heaven. It was sung by A.P. Carter, who didn't normally sing. Usually Sarah and Maybelle sang, but Carter, A.P., he sang on a few. But he should have sung more. His lightning-struck tremolo voice is just so beautiful, as you will soon hear. And apparently, check this out, his mother apparently was struck by lightning. Maybe not directly, but she was in the vicinity of where lightning struck, and apparently some of that electricity was transferred to her while little A.P. Carter was in her womb. And I don't know if that would result in him having a vibrato later on in life, but no doubt his talent was heaven sent.
Now I can wait on baby, the
a smiling merchant said, and stopped and softly toyed with his golden curly head. I want you to call up mama. Come the answer full and free. Will you telephone and ask her when she's coming back to me?
It's the Great American Folk Show. I'm Tom Brusso, and I've been just kind of talking about country music and how it's evolved over the years. And it's just like with languages. If music doesn't evolve, then it dies. If language doesn't evolve, it dies. And I like to think of that. I like to think of the Carters and Roy Acuff and Bob Wills. All of these people and more are present in what our next guest does with her music, which is to say nothing short of all-around greatness. Her name is Britt Taylor, and she joins us now from Kentucky.
This is Britt Taylor. I am so excited to be part of the show today. Thank you so much for having me. I grew up in Eastern Kentucky. Back home, we tell you what county we're from instead of the city. So I'm from Knott County, Kentucky. Being from Eastern Kentucky definitely shaped who I am as a person and as an artist. I grew up singing at the Mountain Arts Center in Prestonsburg, Kentucky. The first live show I ever did with a band was there for a US 23 showcase. I was 7 years old. Back home, there's always the question of who will be the next US 23 artist. US 23 is considered the country music highway in Kentucky. It's only around 156 miles long, and along that highway came Loretta Lynn, Ricky Skaggs, the Judds, Dwight Yoakam, Billy Ray Cyrus, Crystal Gayle, Rebecca Lynn Howard, and some of the more recent artists, Chris Stapleton, Sturgill Simpson, Tyler Childers, and Nicholas Jamerson. And we can't forget my personal favorite, Patti Loveless. Growing up around this belief that there was something in the water, something magical about Eastern Kentucky and music, made me believe that maybe I had the magic too, and if they can do it, why not me? I'm from here too. I didn't come from a musical family, so if it hadn't been for this area, I probably would have never have believed in such a dream. We shot the new music video for Warning You Whiskey when I was around 9 months pregnant. I don't know who thought that was a good idea. I did want to shoot it pregnant to make more of an impact and enhance the storyline of the song, but also to empower women and their pregnant bodies, to not be ashamed of their growing bellies and to be proud of growing life and not hide away from it. And to also encourage pregnant women to keep dreaming and going after their goals and not just quit because they got pregnant. It's funny because when I got the first cut, it did anything but empower me. I immediately started tearing myself apart. It was really hard to see myself that pregnant and, you know, bigger than I've ever been. And I was a child of the 90s when they called Britney Spears fat. She was never fat. And I wasn't fat. I was pregnant. And still, you know, that internal voice just would not shut up, and it still won't. So I'm working on it, though. I wrote most of my upcoming record with Adam Wright and my husband, Adam Chaffins. The three of us write a ton of songs together. I always tell them we need to write a whole album and call it Two Adams and a Brit, which basically you could call this next record that, because we wrote over half of it together, and then my husband produced it. And Adam Wright played piano and guitar and sang on some of it. And man, the combo, it's just so much fun writing with the two of them. We all three have the same sense of humor and like outlook on life. And it just makes it really fun to get together and make music together. And we also just love the same like mountainy sounds of country music, like that lonesome country sound, very Appalachia. And it's just easy. Like, the chemistry is there. And they're my favorite combo to write with, for sure. So it was just a lot of fun. I'm really excited about this new record.
Taking him with
It's the Great American Folk Show. I'm Tom Brousseau. Britt Taylor just joined us right there with a couple of songs that she composed. One especially for the show, a recording called Warning You Whiskey. We're going to move now to a session I recorded a few years ago in Jamestown, North Dakota, with a duo, the Spiritwood Homesteaders, Terry and Linda Schwartz. They've got two songs. One is entitled Story Under Every Stone. A lot of wisdom in that one. And kind of continuing our theme with mothers on the show today, their beautiful song entitled Under Mama's Table.
That Story Under Every Stone came right out of this little sun porch room over here. And I like to get up sometimes in the summer, early in the mornings. I like to sit in there and drink my coffee and watch the sun come up. And as it happened, they were going to have a Memorial Day service at the little cemetery in Freed. And I was going to be going there, and I was thinking about, I know more people in that cemetery, old friends of mine, than live in the township today. And every tombstone I could see, I could remember a story about that person. And so it kind of fell into place. You know, there's a story under every stone out there. And I was sitting there, and so I just grabbed a pen and a paper, and that song fell in my lap in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
And that made me realize that I don't think I wrote it. I was just the instrument holding the pen.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is.
Just the name and some days. They call us old.
be remembered. Some will say unknown, just the name and some dates. They call this old world old. There's a story under every stone. There's a story under every stone.
I wrote about the things that I learned around my mama's table, and when you start to write about something that everybody had a mama, almost, that I know. And so most of them had a mama's table. And I had more advice on what to put in this song than I had how to pull my combine out when I had it stuck along Highway 20 up there. I had 40 calls about what I need to do to get my combine out. I'm sure I had 40 calls of advice of what should be in this song. I ignored most of them. I just put in what I know. So here's Mama's Table.
Way back in the pages of my memory, saw Mama's table standing there. Round it we all gathered, and it seems to me Mama's table was the center of our day, where everyone still had a place. Good things to be shared, but not until we prayed. Respect kept us still when Dad said grace. Oh, the things we learned around Mama's table made us who so we were able carry love along as we went away. Mama's table bore the many scars of age, come with life when you live it well. Just like a book, like a written page, with every mark there's a story we can tell. So we were able carry love along as we went away. Somehow God has saved us all a place. Oh, the things we learned round Mama's table made us who we are today. We learned love so we were able carry love along as we went away. We learned love so we were able carry love along as we went away.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the Lorac family, the estate of Blair Flegel, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. I'm Tom Brousseau. This is the Great American Folk Show. Thank you for listening. Wherever you might be listening from, it's good to have you here. We're going to continue with great voices and welcome Alex Francis. Now, I first heard about this guy a few years back when he released an acoustic version of Michael Jackson's Human Nature.
Looking out across the nighttime, the city wakes sleepless eyes.
Not easy to top Michael Jackson's recording, but Alex Francis nails it. And why does he nail it? Well, he does his own thing, and sometimes that's all you need to nail anything. To date, it's been listened to over 20 million times, and I think that's pretty cool. Let's listen to more of that great song by Michael Jackson.
If this town just an apple, and let me take a bite. If they say why, you should tell them that it's human nature.
Although from England, Alex Francis's vibe reminds me of Ojai, California. It's laid back and effortless, and a little dusty from that fine rolling of sand that the wind carries like a poem from the Pacific Ocean. Thinking about it now makes me miss Ojai, California. Well, welcome to the show, Alex Francis.
Hey there, my name is Alex Francis. I'm a singer and a songwriter all the way from Hackney in London in the UK. Yeah, super glad to be here talking to you guys today. I'm the dad to a five-year-old, Honey. She's wonderful. She's my world. Got an amazing partner, Hannah, and a little dog called Nigel too. So we are our unit, our creative, fiery, emotional, wonderful unit doing our thing. And yeah, I write songs that sort of reflect all of that, you know, real themes in life, emotional values that mean things to me. And sometimes it's easier to put them over in song than it is to talk about them, which is a funny thing to say, but that's just the way sometimes in the world of a songwriter. Yeah, I'm building and growing audience all the time. You'll find me on social media all the time, you know, posting as often as possible and hopefully introducing people to, you know, my world and music and what it means to, you know, to do what I do. And, you know, I'm also super lucky that I've had the opportunity over the last few years, pre-pandemic and post, to, you know, get to play on some really, you know, illustrious, great stages here in the UK and also overseas, open for some incredible legendary acts as well. So, you know, all I can do is just keep doing what I do and trying to grow that outwards. So, yeah, it's all of that and more, and it's consistent and it's a lot of energy and it's everything that you have to give it in the modern age. I guess being a songwriter isn't just about you know, writing your songs and then having somebody sort of do that promotional work for you. You have to figure out a kind of happy medium upon which you can do both in the modern age. But, you know, it's something that I'm invested in and I'm into doing this. And if it means I can reach more people, then that's what I'm going to keep doing. My latest single is a song called Silver Lining. It came out on 12th of December. And it's available everywhere now on streaming services. You can get it wherever you get your music. It's kind of a song about hope. It's a song about striving forward in the face of challenges. Really proud of it. Thanks very much. I hope you enjoy Silver Lining.
There's a glimmer of light through a crack in the window, and it falls on your face as I'm watching you sleep. And I know that it's broke, but there's hope here if you'd only see. I know that it's hard to believe when the clouds are rolling in. Remember that the sun is still shining, even in the thunder and the lightning. I know we've been down so long, we've got. Just like the rose that grows in the concrete, we'll find a way, way to be free. You can't hang by a thread, but you got to have faith that it won't break. Yeah, I know that it's hard to believe when the clouds are rolling. Remember that the sun is still shining, even in the thunder and the lightning. I know we've been down so long, we've got to carry on. Maybe we can find. Maybe we can find a silver lining. Remember that the sun still shining, even through the thunder and the lightning. I know we've been.
City purple when I die, yeah, and mine glow if I rain more, keeping Minnesota nice, but I fight for all the people.
Of course, it's hard to go a moment without thinking about the Twin Cities. So many of us North Dakotans have spent weekends there, checking out shows at First Avenue, the Dakota, or the numerous cool clubs that dot the scene, big, small, and eclectic. And there are too many Minneapolis area musicians to mention, but coming to mind at this moment, Prince, The Replacements, Jayhawks, Husker Du, Soul Asylum, Lizzo, Atmosphere, Jimmy Jam, and Terry Lewis, Semisonic, Jerry Messersmith, who was a guest on the show. And there's another one I'm thinking about today, a rapper who brings nothing but uplift and positivity to his community, Nerd D. You might have seen the viral video of the artist, known also as Matt Allen, being taken down and arrested at a demonstration against the federal government's immigration enforcement that has left two people dead. According to our friends at Minnesota Public Radio's The Current, video shows Nerd D walking away from the area where Alex Preti was killed after tear gas was released. He was then wrestled to the ground and screaming in the footage, "I've done nothing at all. My name is Matthew James Obadiah Allen. I am a United States citizen," before being sprayed with a chemical agent and then taken away. The Current reports the good news that Nurdi and his wife, who was at the protest, were later released and have checked in safe.
Things are different now. Yo, I get it. I spoke my heart and I really don't regret it. I'm not surprised at all, because this was likely. I like you, and you just like me. I'll take it lightly. That's just the way it goes. Sometimes it be just how it be. We see on every show, in almost every play, on almost every stage, the one you really love, but never in that type of way. Because there is John Smith, and there is Cocoum, and Cyclops from The Notebook is one of them. Another brother who is perfectly fine, but still it just wasn't right. Now that story is mine. Rock Lee and Sakura, you don't gotta let the truth bother you.
I certainly hope you've been enjoying the show today. It's a pleasure to put it together for you on a weekly basis. We work hard at it, I tell you. Eric Deathridge produces from Fargo at Prairie Public Broadcasting. Mary Jones books the show all the way over there in Chicago, Illinois. And my wife, Elizabeth Brousseau, she helps with social media. A lot of great people involved with this program. And we've almost been doing it for exactly 6 years. So how about that? So I wanted to do something a little special today. I wanted to end the show with a tune I wrote about all those fearless experts whose life it is to follow the rodeo. If you've not been to one before, a rodeo, chances are there's one in your state. Just look around, see if you can find one. But if you can't, I say take a trip to Texas sometime. This song is called the San Antonio Rodeo.
Come from all over to follow the game. Some of them are here to make a name. A thousand of them waiting their turn. A heavy overalls go beyond the boot. They paint the gray away with some soot. No rule says too young or too old. Says I was here like the blood from the victory or defeat. The thrill and the ball, the sand lines round the faces from pocket rivets scarring up the seat. The sweethearts will wait another day. Some like to follow the plow, and some like to walk the cow. If you love it, let it take you away. The blood from the victory or defeat. The thrill in the ball, it's the San Antonio Rodeo. Victory or defeat, and the thrill.
that's our show for today. I hope you enjoyed listening. We'd like to thank our guests, David Huckfeldt, Tom and Rady. Britt Taylor was on the program today, and so was the Spiritwood Homesteaders and Alex Francis. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. And theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Our supporters include Minn Kota Power Cooperative, the Lorac family, the estate of Blair Flegel, and, well, let's just face it, there's a lot of people who listen to this radio show and they donate a little bit here and there along the way. I'd like to thank you for doing that. Until we meet again, I hope that you find that lucky old sun rolling around our big, beautiful earth.